Little Bone Reserve. Possibilities abound at Little Bone Reserve thanks to the opening of a long-anticipated community center. The Chief Little Bone Community Center opened on July 19 in the small community of the Zajima-Nishinabek, formerly Sakame First Nation. The center will provide a gathering place for cultural and recreational events. The people of Little Bone now have a center in their community that allows them to organize for the future and determine where they want to go, said Zajim Chief Lin Akus. This center is a way for them to build momentum towards defining their self-determination in the community, she said. The 6,500-square-foot facility includes a kitchen, multipurpose room, and outdoor recreation space. The center will be available to community members for events such as weddings, meetings, and cultural gatherings. The center is not just about much-needed infrastructure, it symbolizes so much more for the communities of Zajim. Little Bones was forced to illegally surrender their land many years ago, around 1903, said Akus. Since they lost their land, they've had very little in the way of community development and have never had a community center. They've been asking for this for many years. Repeatedly they applied for funding from Infrastructure Canada, with no success, because Indigenous Services Canada does not recognize Little Bone as a distinct community, said Akus. But if there is a will, there is a way. They were able to complete the center thanks to trust money, as well as settlement funds from their treaty land entitlement claim. A lot of tears were shed at the grand opening, said Akus. It was a really joyful celebration. They're looking forward to determining the type of programming they want to deliver from there. However, there is already a long list of services planned for the new space. This is to include after-school programs, child immunization and foot care clinics, dietitian services, first aid, safety and other training. Previously, services in Little Bone such as immunizations had to be delivered in people's homes, leading to inconsistencies in accessing services, said Akus. Community members are also looking forward to culture-centered activities and teachings, with plans to establish a farmer's market, beading class, and basket weaving class. We want the community to guide it so there's a sense of ownership. We want the vision of this place to come from the community, said Akus. The Chief Little Bone Community Center is located at the junction of Highway 9 and Marsh Road.